Precious Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you for bringing us together to worship. Thank you for your favors, for your mercies upon us, Lord. May the word that is coming for this morning be to your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Thank you. God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is Pastor Emmanuel Oba from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We will look into the word this morning. I believe it will bless everybody that is here, because we are speaking on the topic of the dynamic wonder in praise and worship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The dynamic wonder in praise and worship. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. So God is good. And I hear somebody say, all the time. Amen. Is the mic working? Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to take our reading from Psalm, Book of the Psalms, 91 verse 1. 91 verse 1. Let's read together. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Can you read it with me, everybody? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall of the Almighty. Amen. I'm going to bring in something that will help you a lot this morning, because at times we meet roadblocks, hindrances. At times we even go into doubts and concern about our faith, because we are crying unto God for things and we are not getting the result we wanted. It's not that God is there to solve or give you everything you want. He decides. He's God. But there's also something you can use if you learn the art of the secret of praise and worship that will help you to move mountains. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the Bible says here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the secret place of the Lord is in praising the Lord and repeating his word. In other words, praising God, worshiping God, and confessing his word. We will, through the scripture, bring it out this morning, conclusively, that when you learn to be in that realm of worship and praise, then the shadow, you will be under the shadow of the Most High God. There are many countries in the world that is under the shadow of America, under the shadow of NATO, and some countries who would like to swallow them will think twice because they have a protection. America is watching over us. Our flag is flying in that nation. And there is a severe warning. One went out a few weeks ago to China, to Russia. Do not mess with this land, because these people are under our protection. If not for the strength or the ability or their knowledge that America can stand up to fulfill that word, I can name several nations in the world. South Korea will be gone in 2 days. Kuwait and the rest of them will be taken by their powerful neighbors. But because there is a more powerful country that says we have interest in them, be careful. So they stay back, looking for opportunity. If there's weakness in America tomorrow or today, they will jump. So he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, under the protection of the Most High God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this morning, as we go to the scriptures, you will see that this word is truth. When you learn the secret of praise, when you learn the secret of worship, when you learn the secret of repeating the word of God as you praise God in confidence, then you are under the shadow of the Almighty God. Satan and his cohorts, enemies, whatever. He said, they will surely gather, but not by me, says the Lord. Therefore, any that shall gather against you will do what? Fall for thy sake. Because that is the word of the Lord. You are under the shadow of the Most High God. The secret place in praising God and repeating his word, it is the ultimate protection you can ever have. Surpassing the power of nuclear bomb in the spiritual and in the physical. Because when you start praising God and have this confidence that you are praising the Almighty God, there is something that starts to happen in the spiritual. An earthquake, a tremor. But there are some secrets to it why some praise doesn't break through. There are some secrets to it why some praise break through. There are secrets to it why some people will praise God and see results. Because they are in harmony with God's will. They are doing it according to God's word. They are praising God in knowledge and understanding. And we come to that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Mountains start to move when you praise God in confidence. Amen. The atmosphere starts to change. There is a dynamic power in the wind, in the environment, when you start to praise God, in not just lip singing, but it's coming from you. It is an intimate time with the Most High God. And it comes from the source of knowledge and understanding of whom you are praising, of whom you are worshiping. Revelations start to break through. Dreams. And God starts to walk in the things that is being a blockage. When you separate yourself, or when you learn the art of praising God, word, even as you praise, there is something that happens in the spiritual that if only you can see it, if only you can understand it, you will be having cause to do it more often. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, why is there such power in praise? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Or look into the word of God to find out. Why is there power in praise and in worship? Because you are created to do what? Praise God. The only reason God created you is to worship God. There's a saying that God is an object of worship. Of praise. And you know, from kingdoms to come, from your wife or anybody or your children, see what happens to them when you praise them. Son, you are doing well. Continue that. And you give them a little this thing, they feel like they've grown 3 feet high because of that, you know, commendation, recognition. God being God also wants you to recognize him as his God. We don't do it more often, but if we praise our wives for the little they do, they tend to do more. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So also with the husband. God requires needs. Let me say it again. God requires and needs our praise. Let's look quickly at Psalm 22, verse 3. The book of the Psalms. 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. Inhabit, dwells, rest, inhabit inside the praises of his people, Israel. You are the Israel of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So let me put it in layman terms. Praise is the food that God eats. Worship is the water he drinks. And in your praise is a house that God lives in. In other words, you know how important food is to me and you. You know how important water is to me and you. You know important how shelter, somewhere to put your head and be protection from the element and from things when you are inside a building or a house. God, he says in his word, inhabits the praise of his own people. So if you want to see how important praise is to God, it is the water and the food and the house that God lives in. So when God is receiving your praise, it energizes him, it encourages him, it makes him to do more for you than you expected. He goes on to fight your battle for you. He goes on to tell the enemy, hey, I am watching over so and so. And when they do not hear, then the Lord will rise and show them how he is God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The wall of Jericho fell, not when they were walking around, not when they were moving, not when they were sitting. He says when they raised a shout to the praise of the Most High God, what happened? The wall of Jericho came down. There's an earthquake, a spiritual nuclear bomb that resists when you praise God in unity, in confidence, and in understanding. When you take away all the fancies of it and stuff, and just from the depth of your heart, and you are praising and worshiping God, mountain is moved. Things start to break down. God starts to show you who he is indeed. When a family learns to praise God together, when you learn to go in your secret place, whatever place you want to be in, maybe in your car, maybe in your shower, maybe in whatever place, and you start to raise to praise God in confidence, in understanding, we come to that part. Then God starts to do things beyond the norm for you. Blessed be the name of God. Amen. And people that praise God in confidence, there is something that happens unto them in the physical. The Shekinah glory of the Lord tends to cover them. The aura of the Spirit of God, you see it around them. It is angels, angelic beings, manifesting around you. When you praise God in confidence, in understanding, when you praise God in righteousness and in truth. Now, I want you to know, anybody who is watching this morning, that the reward, the dividend of such high praise is not for everyone. It is only for those who are invested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you are praising God, you might be Beyonce singing something, may sign now, nice and so. That's not the way. It's not going to result to the spiritual impact we are talking about. You have to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, an investor in the kingdom of God. And when you start to relate to your father, talk to your father, and when you start to praise him, my God, he moves for you greatly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's something they call the criers in those days. When people are coming before the king, and we're talking of a normal king, they start from 30 feet away and start telling him, you are king, live forever. This one and that. They start to tell him he will die probably in a few days after that because he can't live forever. But you hear it throughout the Bible. Oh, king, live forever. This and that. They call him, you are this. You are mighty. You are this. And this is human being. And the king start to feel, ooh, I'm great. What is it that you require? Ask even to half of my kingdom. Because of what? They are praising him. Now, when you praise God with understanding, is when your song relates to the situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When your praise relates to the situation, let us say you are sick and you start to say, I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord Thy healer, you sent your word that healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. We are telling God what at that point. We are now praising God in understanding. I am sick. I am feeble. I'm not able. Nobody has reached the end of the road. Not mommy can help me, but you are the Lord. And when he started to tell me you are the Lord, he said, yes, I am. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He says, yes, I am the Lord that healed thee. That is singing, praising God in understanding and faith. Amen. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's say that you have a situation that has been there for years. And you want to tell him that he's able to do this, and if he chooses to do it, and God is always willing to help us. Now, let me say something before I forget this part. Music attracts spirits. For you young children that is here this morning, music attracts spirits. And the spirit that music attracts can be diverse. It can be good or bad or pretty ugly ones. Music has a tendency to put you in certain moods. If you see the one that goes to drive by, some movies I've seen, and they put on some music there that is encouraging them to go and shoot. Life is worth anything, da, 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 da. And that pumps them up, and they go and do evil. There are people that will put romantic music to get the background. It puts people in certain mood. There are certain music that will bring even the power of God close to you when you are praising God. So this is understanding that music has something that happens in the spiritual. That when you start to release it from your mouth and from your spirit, it starts to do things, it starts to show certain things, it starts to manifest certain things, and it will perform certain things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Each issue have some specific points you can use. When I realized this, I started gathering praise and worship songs. I have right here in my Bible, piece of paper, I typed them out, scores or hundreds of them. So there are some issues that will come, and I'll remember what God is on this, and I start to take to relate to him. There's this one I'm trying to remember now, and I thought I wrote it down. We sang it last week. It say each issue matters. It say what we are waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Let's say you have an issue that has been pending, that has been sitting in the oven, that refused to mature, and you start, enemy start to whisper to you and say, hey, the Lord is not hearing on this. I say, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we're waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. It is a counter from the depth of your heart, and you meant it, even though this situation has happened. Even though I've been holding for it for years or days. And you continue praising God in this knowledge with understanding. I say, see, you angels. See, you demons. See, you people. See, you those that mock me and say it hasn't happened. See, those who wish that it will never happen. See what the Lord has done. What I've been waiting for. Even when you have not seen it. For faith is an evidence of things you do not even see. An assurance of things you already hope for. And you start to tell God, see what you have done. See the mighty work you have done. See the great things you have performed. Let us say you are in a miry clay, you are a deep pit. You are in such a pit you cannot see even the sunlight. And you start to say, he has saved me from the miry clay. Who remember that song? He has put a song in my mouth, even a song of praise. He saved me deep from the miry grave. He put my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. A song of praise. Hallelujah. That is understanding. With your situation, you relate to God in that praise. I am in a deep pit, Lord. I might have put myself there. People might have put me there. Situation, circumstances beyond my control might have, but you have saved me from the deep miry grave. And not only did you do that, you put my feet upon the rock already. And then you put a new song in my heart, even a song of praise to the Most High God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say glory to God. For he saved us from the miry grave and is able, abundantly able. And their situation looks on is not possible. And the doctors or the bank or the lawyers or anybody have said there is no, he said, he's able, abundantly able, not to deliver and to save. He's able, oh, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust him. And you start to shout, you enclose yourself with this and start to repeat it day by day, week by week, or month by month, and so like that impossible situation stands. And you keep telling God he's able. Lord, you are able. Not only are you able, you are what? Abundantly able. You are bigger than my problems, Lord. You are bigger than these circumstances I don't know how to navigate around. You are the heavens of the heavens are your throne. And the earth is just your what? Footstool. What is this, Lord, before you? They are nothing. You can do it. You can move mountains. You can dry up the sea. You created a path in the midst of the ocean. You make the mountains tremble. You spoke your word and you created heaven and earth. What is it before you? I am nothing, you are everything. And you start to prostrate yourself before the Lord. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. There is wonder, dynamic wonder, powerful thing in praise and worship when you know and understand. And you start to praise God accordingly. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20. Make sure I got it right. 2 Chronicles. Now let us look at something here that happened. Jehoshaphat was in his house at rest and in peace. Unknown to him, it is cheering. It's boiling outside. Then came his people and knocked on the door. O king, wake up. What is it? He said, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of what? Ammon. And with them others, which is Mount Seir and the Amorites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Go on, verse 2, please. Verse 2, 20, verse 2. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, out of the blue, you get that information, that bad news that nobody wants or wants to hear. But many a times it's there. Saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea. International problem. On this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazomatoma or something, whatever, which is in Agendi. Going to 3. And Jehoshaphat, nobody as a human being like me and you, when news of this proportion, Three whole kingdom against tiny Judah. What? Tiny Judah. Very small Judah. They came to swallow him. They came to trash him, destroy him, make the kingdom take them captive with many things that will happen. Who are you? You are fear. He said he feared and set himself. When he feared, he didn't just sit down. He did what? He set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. When you are praising, he gets off, add some fasting time to it. Miss a meal, miss a two. Miss three, miss four, miss five, miss six. I've been in situation, I miss so many, and at the point God start to break through in revelation. Start to give me assurance. Some of the things happening in my life today revealed 20 years ago. Some of the things that happened, God already showed it in many, many times to come. But I always know that most of that time is when I'm waiting on the Lord. Or there's a burden in my heart. I'm praying and praising God. Start to reveal it. Praise breaks through in revelations if you pay attention. And he proclaimed a fast all through Judah. Verse 4. Let's move quick, please. Verse 4. And Judah gathered themselves together. He called the whole people. Yeah, you are about to go into captivity. You are about to be overwhelmed. Your resources, your children, your wife, you are safe into bondage. Come and let us seek the Lord. Let us call unto God. And they gathered together to ask help of the Lord. Knock on the door. Lord, we are here. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Verse 5. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Now, we will learn something from this. When? We should be every time, but there's a time you have to spice it and push it up a little. Method and application. You will see how it comes through in these chapters. And Joshua stood in the congregation to tell everybody concerned, maybe your household, maybe your place of work, maybe the people who want to demean and uproot and destroy you in the house of the Lord, therefore in the new court. Verse 6. And you start to tell them, say, O Lord God, our fathers, are thou not God in heaven? You start to praise. I say, watch the praise. Watch the praise. He started to tell him, you are not here. The kingdom is here. They are right here in this world. But where are you, O Lord? In the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are above them. When you spit, you are spitting on them. They are nothing. And rulest not thou over the kingdoms of the heathen. He already told God that you are rule. Lord, we do what? You rule over this situation. Over my husband situation. Over my wife. Over what is happening in the family. Over my finances. Over my sickness. Over my concerns. Over my children's situation. Lord, you do what? Rule. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You rule over them. And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to do what? Stand you. You start to tell God, not only is power in your hand, but you rule over them, and my situation, my problem, which seems so big and so great that I feared looking at them, like mountain. But you rule over them, Lord. And in thy hand is power. In thy hand is might. So that none of these things is able to do what? Withstand you. This is what man is telling God. This is not yet God talking to him. This is him doing what? Telling God who he is. Defining it in such a way that it is clear in the eyes and the ear of the Almighty God. It's either you choose not to help me, it's either you leave me, but don't tell me that this is above you, Lord. It's not. I know you are above them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to 6. Oh, sorry, 7. Are thou not, O God, who didst not drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? 8. Go on, verse 8. And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, go on, 9. In when evil cometh upon us, if it is sword, if it is judgment, your situation can fall into any this category. Virtually, they are coming to cut off your head. If this situation goes through, you are gone. That is the sword. Maybe it is even the judgment of God. Maybe it's the main enemy pushing it. Or even if it is pestilence, or even it is famine. And we stand before you in this house and in thy presence. For thy name is in this house, and cry unto in our affliction, then you will do what? Hear and help. You start to order to God the situation as it is. Remember that when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, when you made me a son of God, you gave me certain entitlement that when the situation comes and I have nowhere to run to, when my back is pushed against the wall, when the enemy, the situation is overwhelming, when I cry unto, he said, cry unto, call on the Lord. He said, I will answer thee, even in the midst of thunder. You start to lay it out to God. Go on to verse 10, please. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, three great nations, whom you will not even allow Israel to invade when we are coming from our captivity in Egypt. When they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them because Moab is brother to Jacob. Now at times it may be your brother, at times it may be your sister, at times it may be people you have trusted, it's the people you sign contract with, agree with, it's people that your marriage you have entered with good faith and believe and you are doing your best and the other partner has just turned to completely opposite of what is agreed on or what you were believing or what you have thought will happen. It may be anything and you start to say, ah, Lord, they turned. They are not, there's no justice in them. They are not right in what they are doing. Go to verse 11. Verse 11, please. Go on. Please, hurry up. Behold, I said to you, they reward us to come to cast us out of my possession, out of your promises, which thou hast given to us to inherit. 12, go on. O our God, will you not judge them? Will you sit by and see this flood overwhelm me? For we have no might. And you start to tell God how little you are. Do not think that I can do anything about this. I've already exhausted all my options. I've done everything. I've thought everything. I've called everything. I've done whatever I can. Do not think that I can do anything. Because I can't. It has to be Lord. You, the Lord, at this point. For I have no might. We have no might against this great situation that cometh against us. Neither do we know what to do again. But what? Come on, somebody say it. But say it again. But our eyes are upon thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My two eyes, I'm watching you, Lord. I'm there. You are not gonna. I'm looking. Your promises I've kept. I'm praising you. I'm telling you, my eyes is on you. I have nowhere else to go. I can't turn around. And I'm in a situation like that. Many of us are in a situation like that. Many of us have been there. It has to be the Lord. I've exhausted all options. I've called. I've looked. I've tried my might as a human being. The only thing I have now is that my eyes is upon the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go to 13. Hurry up, please. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones. The children were involved here. There's a time you have to call the wife and call the children and everybody call one another and say, And everybody came together and said, it's time to seek the Lord. Go to 14, please. Go on, go on. 14. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And then when they have told God, we have no might, we have no power, we have nothing to do against this multitude. Listen, Father, my eyes is upon you. Then God woke up as if from slumber and beat his chest. They have relinquished all authority. There's nothing Emmanuel can do about this issue again. He had told me that. Then what happened? 15, please. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not what? Afraid or dismayed by the reason of this big trouble. For the battle is not what? Not yours, but of the Lord. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not worry about it, Emmanuel. Do not shake. Do not allow anything to shake your confidence. Continue praising me. Continue holding on to me. If anybody will laugh, let them laugh. If anybody will think God, I will let them do. This battle is not of you, but of the Lord. It will be my doing. And when I do it, when I do it, then they will see that it is the Lord that has done it. It is not yours, but God's. Go on. 16. Tomorrow he started to the asset dimension. I'm not going to be able to go into it. Because there's a dimension of Rima. There's a dimension where God, there's a general proclamation. There's a dimension where God just speaks to group. But then there's a point where it is the word of the Lord that has come. And each time in my life that word has come directly about the situation, it may take 5 years, it may take 10, it may take 1 year. My eyes never leave that. I go right in and down at times and say, Lord, I'm waiting. You will bring it. I can tell you too, like that, that will happen. And it's been given to me many years. But it will happen. Because he who has spoken is not man. He is not like the sons of man. If he says, will I not be able to do it? When that no word of God, the rhema level of word comes to you directly and say, this is what I will do. Believe me, the Lord is able and he will do it in Jesus' name. It will come to pass. He started to break it down. Say, tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. God, go down, it will be there. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook. Ooh, before the wilderness of Jeruel. He broke it down. They said, your enemies will come for sure. They will surely come. And they will be here. Go right, 10 miles, go left, 20 miles, go this way. They will be there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to 17, quickly please, 17. You shall not need to fight in this battle, he says. After you have praised God and reached this level, relinquish it to God. Do not worry about it again. When the enemy comes, start praising God in confidence. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What we waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see what the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah, O Emmanuel, O whoever is watching this morning, or whoever is sitting here, sit still at this point. Be still and watch and see the salvation of God. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 18. Hallelujah. 18. Go on, please. 18. And Jehovah bowed his head. This is time to thank God. With his face to the ground. And all Judah and all inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord. Doing what? Worshipping the Lord. 19, please. Go to 19. And the rivers of the children, these are the people that make music and Kohathites and stuff, and of the children of the Kohathites, I stood up to do what? Praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice. At the time I was trying to break through from Satan nightmare, I was squatting with one brother, my wife, close friend, Ojimweze, and we have this one room that is miserable, nothing in it. And we used to wake up and praise God until the landlord come and knock on the door. Yoruba say, Omoigbo, Omoigbo. Say what? Say, you guys cannot even afford to pay the rent and we cannot sleep in this yard. I didn't want to tell him. I didn't tell him anything, because when you don't have money to pay rent and the landlord can boot you out, but we are calling on God. It is in that place that God showed me things that is still happening in my life today. When there was nothing, when there was no hope, when there was no breakthrough, when everybody said you have no hope or anything like that, the Lord was dealing with me and showing me things that he is still manifesting in my life, and it's not done yet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God with loud voice. Go on to 20, please. Go on. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Israel. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you do what be established. Believe also in his prophets, so that you shall prosper. 21, please, go on. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and they say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. 22, please, go on. 22, go on. And when they began to do what? Sing. And do what? Praise. The Lord set forth what? Ambushment. Hallelujah. I like that. Woo, glory be to God. I say glory be to God. I even like the word ambushment. He sneaked in into the enemy camp and started to whisper to Ammonites and to the Moabites that Mount Seir is your enemy. These are people that are set in battle to go kill the other one. Three great nations against small Judah. And here are the Lord, the angels of the Lord, those seals of the Lord, they start to go there and tell them, this is your enemy. And they start to sing in, and what happened? And say, which will come out against Judah? And they were smiting. Come on, go to 20. And then say, let's read the part. And when they began to sing to praise the Lord, set forth ambushment against the children of Ammon. Moab and Mount Seir, which were against Judah, and they were smitten. Go to 21, please. Go on. 23, sorry. And the children of Ammon and Moab, do what? Stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end, not half end, not quarter to end, complete end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't have to fight in this battle. The battle is of the Lord. You have done your best. It is time for you to take a back seat and let the Lord move forward. But they move forward in praise of God. The worst battle strategy you can ever hear of. Usually people sneak into battle in some cases and try to outmaneuver the enemy. But not in this case. They set a pattern for you and for me today.
He said that the battle is so hard, they have no power against them, they have no might against them, there's nothing they can do, but the people against them will swallow them up. And God has told them, stand still and see. And so they say, well, if God is going to work fight for us, the least we can do is to praise the Most High God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they put the singers and the singers, the praises of God up front. And they go on and say, you have fought our battle, Lord. The battle is won already. And they start to shout the praise of God. And what happened when they did that? He says that Ammon and Moab, who came with Mount Seir, then start to have division among them. And before Israel, they are watching with their eyes and seeing God's salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They were actually seeing it. Not video, not it's real. Say, what is going on? They were killing themselves before them. Two nations start to kill the other one. And when they finish and make an end of the other one, they turn against one another. It is one of the funniest, I don't know what we call it, funny. How can people come to battle for God's sake? Because of what? It is the Lord's doing. Somebody shout hallelujah then. Somebody shout hallelujah then. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is the Lord's doing. Now you might be watching this morning as we round up. And you have a situation like that. The enemy camp is too big. The situation is overwhelming. Threefold trouble. At times four. Quadruple. You look at the left, financial problem. You look at the right, health problem. You look at the forward, children. You look at backward. I mean, they are overwhelming. And you say to yourself, my God, how can I get out of this? How can I negotiate around this? What can I do? The point is that you have gotten to a point you don't have, there's nothing you can do. The point is you have to, at this point, relinquish all efforts to God and close your eyes and your mind and your thought to the whispering or the mockery that may be out there. But let your eyes be upon the Lord. Go to the place of rest. As a place of rest. Let your eyes be upon the Lord. And go to the place of rest. In that place of rest, continue praising the Lord. Constantly saying, the Lord, you are full of mercy. Your goodness and your mercy endureth forever. I want us to stand on our feet. Go to this place of rest and start to tell him, Lord, I have done all I can. I have situations like that in my life. I've exhausted all options. There is nothing else I can do. I'm a kind of person that don't want to sit idle. I want to offer solution. I want to bring solution. I want to find a way through. But there's just a time you get there and say, Lord, there's nothing I can do at this point. My eyes is upon the Lord. Can you set your eyes upon the Lord on the situation you are facing at this point? Can you turn it over to him, sincerely speaking? And when you go into that place of rest, start praising God. At times we get tired, get weary. We try it for 1 week, for 1 month, for 2 months, and nothing is happening. And you don't know what God is doing behind the scene. That is setting ambushment on your behalf against the enemies of your progress. That there's an appointed time that weeping may endure for a night, but there is a morning coming for you in the name of Jesus, and that morning will come. What you have been waiting for, the Lord has promised it will come to pass.
what you have called on God for, and we are needy children, the Lord will bring it to pass. That situation that is overwhelming, the multitude of problems that you have seen and know, the Spirit of God is telling you, standing here this morning, and you watching, turn to God in praise. He is able to do it. Who will tell Israel that three great nations will come against small Judah? But the Lord say, I have a solution. What is the solution? What can we do? The Lord turned their enemies around. That people that murmur against you, that seek to overthrow you, that seek to put you out. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to have bitterness in your heart, unforgiveness. Just put it in God's hand and start praising the Lord. The Lord is able. Say, see what the Lord has done. Start telling your problem to the Lord at this hour. Praise Him. Start telling the Lord this situation at this hour. If you have told Him, then start from today praising God. It may take a while, but the Lord is able. It may take some time, but He's able to save and to deliver. The rock of Israel is not man. He is not like other gods. He is the one we call the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. He is the high God. He sits in heavens, and the earth is just His footstool. When He calls it to be, it's bound to be. When He says it, it's going to happen. When He says it, there is nothing that can hinder it. There is no power that can overthrow the power of our God. Your problem is not that big. It's like it's something you can just flick on and it is gone. But the Lord is God. Tell Him, people, tell Him, well, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. In your life today, I want you to know. I want you to know that the Lord has done it. Hallelujah. 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 Start to bless God. Have that thing in your heart now. Have that situation in your heart. Father, you know my cry, Lord. You know exactly what is torturing me. You know exactly where my eyes is on, Lord. They've told me there's no solution. There's no coming out of it. That it has to be. But Lord, if you are my God, and I know you are, hear me this day, Lord. Hear me this day, Lord. Hear me this day, Lord. Deliver my son Joshua. Bring him out of this situation, Lord. Raise him out of it, Father. For in you I have trusted. In you I have put my faith. In you I have called. This problem is bigger than me, Lord. The magnitude of it overwhelms me. Every day there is a disappointment upon disappointment. But my eyes is upon you, Lord. I cry unto the rock. My hope, my salvation. You are the only one I have. I don't have any other person. I don't have anywhere to turn to, Lord. I don't have any place to go to, Lord. I've tried it all, Lord. It is only you that can do it. It's only your mercy that can deliver me. Hear me, Father, from the depth of my heart, from the cry I've made. Hear me, Father. Turn the situation around for good. Give me help. Give me deliverance. Give me help, Lord, even in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 See? Lord, has touched you. Kapakuri masi. Let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You don't have to come out here this morning. But if you have a situation that has been holding on, just raise your hand wherever you are. I'm raising my own because I have one. Lord, you are my God. You are our God. In this situation, Lord, we turn it over to you. And we want to tell you that our eyes is upon the Lord. In this situation, Lord, we want to say that we can't do it. We have no might or power against this multitude of issues. But we want you to know, Lord, that our eyes is upon the Lord. And that our salvation will be of the Lord. And as you have spoken in your word, you say we are to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Father, do it for all these ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it for all these ones in the name of Jesus. Do it for all these ones in the name of Jesus. Do it to your glory, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Continue.